Valley Strong Ballpark had an exciting 4th of July, a walk-off home run from Demetrio Crisantes. Visalia now riding a 3-game winning streak after the homer last night from the 19-year-old from Tucson. We get ready for Game 5 of the 6-game series here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you on this Friday night. And Justin, fireworks at the building last night, not only in the sky, but on the field.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, it's game four. It's the 4th day of July. It was a beautiful day to win for the Rawhide, and they had to do it in some fashion, a walk-off win. But let's talk about what happened, Joey. It wasn't easy to start off. Rancho built a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning, with Nate Savino, again for the Rawhide, having difficulties in his start so far on the mound. And then right then and there, we saw Rio Britton get brought into the mound for Savino, and we saw that in the around the fifth inning. And then right now, Rio Britton did great things. I mean, pitched three and three thirds of an inning and 5 strikeouts, did great things facing 13 batters. And then it really came down to Demetrio Crisantes. He is the 19-year-old, yes, you just mentioned, Joey. In the 19 games he's played with the Rawhide, he's already had 3 home runs. He's having a .413 average, and yesterday did great things. 2 for 5, helped in that sixth inning where 2 runs were scored for the Rawhide. He got on base, and then we saw Ortiz score some runs as well, got the game tied up. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, Joey, this is what it came down to. Demetrio Crisantes, 2 runners on base, he's in a full count, and he hits it out of the park into left field. That is his 3rd RBI of the, I mean, he got 3 RBIs in a 2-out situation. So big, powerful play there for Demetrio Crisantes, and the fans loved it, Joey. It was just an amazing game here in Valley Strong Ballpark.
That was the 8th walk-off win of the season for Visalia, 2nd for Crisantes here at home in 2024. Justin, after the game, you caught up with Crisantes. What did he say after the game?
Yeah, no, he said it really helped that the fans and the crowd really helped them, you know, win here in Valley Strong Ballpark. But also, I said, you know, what are you going to be able to do for the next 2 games to keep this win streak up? Obviously, you have something going. You just have to stick to the plan, stick to how things are, you know, continuing to stay at it. Don't get caught up on your losses, and don't get caught up in some things that really don't matter. You just keep sticking to the plan and keep just doing what we do best. And really, here at home, it's helped them so much. I mean, 8 walk-off wins here in Valley Strong Ballpark. This team knows how to score runs in later halves of the game. We've always seen this, Joey, since my time here, getting here in June. I've seen this team, this Rawhide team, they love to score late. And we saw in this game, the Rawhide was not able to score to the bottom of the 6th inning. And so, really, today, Joey, I think it's going to have to be the opposite of that. The Rawhide are really going to have to prevent the offense from scoring early on for Rancho if they're going to be able to hold this game today.
You talked with Crisantes after the game. You were actually right there, right by the third base gate. You're getting ready to go out on the field. What is the energy like down there on the field in these games?
Oh, well, to be honest, Joey, it's insane. The crack of the bat, and there's silence. There's silence from everyone because no one knows if that ball is going to go foul or not. But, Joey, that ball was sticking to a course, and it was not going to go foul. And just the energy, the electricity, I swear that ball went out of the park, and everyone in the crowd was just on their feet screaming and cheering. And I was on that third baseline, had to go out there to interview them. And they were just freaking out. They didn't even open the gate, Joey. It was so unexpected. They weren't prepared for that walk-off home run. I mean, a 19-year-old to be put in that situation, he's just got to the single-A level about about 19 days ago, Joey, and he's leading on this team right now with a lot of statistical categories. He's hitting 471 right now. Great start for Dimitrio Crisantis in his single-A career, and now it's second walk-off for him here in Valley Strong Ballpark. That has to be impressive for him, and the crowd loves him here, Joey. A real good fan favorite for everyone around, and he's done great things. Every time he's gotten a multi-hit game, it seems the Rawhide have always won, and it seems that that was the case. Yesterday, he was starting off slow. He was 0-for-4 at his at-bats, and then you saw later in the game, he was starting to get things clicking. He was starting to do well, and he really started doing good, and that's when he got that multi-hit. We saw him get a hit in the sixth inning, and then he did it again in the ninth inning, and he helped the Rawhide win. So just a great performance for Dimitrio Crisantis and his personal, you know, single-A career, and also great performance for the Rawhide to stay for the last 2 years undefeated on 4th of July, it seems like.
Crisantis, two hits in his last two at-bats. Yesterday, he currently rides a nine-game hitting streak entering the day. We'll get ready to step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard on this Saturday night. Game 5 of the six-game series coming up next between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and Visalia Rawhide. You're listening to pregame coverage right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for Game 5 of this six-game series. And Visalia, they are looking really good to begin the second half. Justin, go through the standings with us.
Yeah, Joey, Visalia on top of the South Division. I'll start with the South because we're talking about Visalia. They're on top of the pack, 9-4 right now in the second half standings on a three-game win streak above Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore in second, 7-6 overall right now on a one-game win streak for them. And we talked about the Quakes, currently third place in the South Division, 6-7 overall on a three-game losing streak, three games back from Visalia. And Inland Empire in fourth place in the South Division, 4-9 on one game skid, five games back from first place.
All it takes for Visalia to make the playoffs is either straight up win the division or you finish in second place behind the Lake Elsinore Swarm. And at the moment, they're doing their job, two games above Lake Elsinore. And on top of that, Lake Elsinore, that first half winning title. So they're in a really good place right now here through 10 games in the second half.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, 9-4 is a good record to have right now, and we've seen recently, ever since the second half of the season, this team has been able to get three straight at times, four straight at times, then they'll have maybe a loss or two to separate them. But if you do that eight times, you know, or you do it five, six more times, your record is going to be well above 500. So Visalia is definitely capable, but Joey, let's take a look at the North Division. On top of the pack with a 10-3 record in the second half standings is San Jose. And in second place is the Modesto Nuts with a 7-6 record on a two-game win streak, two games back from first place. And Stockton, they're 31-46 overall, 5-8 in the second half standings on a one-game win streak, four games back from San Jose. And then the Fresno Grizzlies, 4-9 overall right now on a five-game skid, six games back from San Jose. So that's their North Division, Joey.
The San Jose Giants, first team to reach 10 wins in the second half. It will be a heavyweight bout next week when Visalia and San Jose compete for six games at a site ballpark.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, that's going to maybe be a preview of what's to come in future in the playoffs or even in the championship. And right now, I mean, San Jose, a great team, getting 10 wins, and Visalia right behind them. Joey, this upcoming series next for the Rawhide is going to be a beautiful one to watch. A very, very close game, probably every single game. these two teams are the best ones in the North and South Division. So it's fun to see a battle of two giants.
And not only that, it is the final series before the four-game All-Star break. What's up, Zyde? And when we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineup, and we'll get you the keys to tonight's ball game. Game 5 is on the way between the Quakes and the Rawhide right here at VitalityRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. About 10 minutes away from first pitch. So, Justin, let's go through tonight's starting lineups.
Yeah, Joey, leading things off for the Quakes is the DH, Kendall George. In the two-hole spot, we got Jose Mesa, the right fielder. And batting third is going to be the second baseman, Geraul Perez. In the four-hole spot, the cleanup hitter, Cameron Decker, the left fielder. And batting fifth is going to be the catcher, Carlos Rojas. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Alexander Albertus. And batting seventh is the first baseman, Sean McClain. Batting eighth is third baseman, Wilman Diaz. And closing things off, batting ninth is going to be Juan Alonso, the center fielder. And starting on the mound for the Quakes is the southpaw, Luke Fox.
Meanwhile, for Visalia, Yansel Luis will continue to lead things off. He'll bat first, and he'll be the third baseman. Christopher Torino will join him on the left side of the infield wearing number 8. Batting third will be Demetrio Crisantes following his walk-off home run last night. Kenny Castillo will be the DH batting 4. Drew Jones, the center fielder, will bat 5, followed by Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, batting 6. Adrian DeLeon will make his return behind the plate. He'll bat 7. Ruben Santana will return to the Rawhide lineup for the first time since Monday. He'll bat 8. Anderson Rojas will play left field and batting 9th. And then lastly, it'll be the southpaw, Wilkin Paredes. Justin, let's talk a little bit more about Wilkin Paredes' numbers.
Yeah, Wilkin Paredes, the 6'2 southpaw from Dominican Republic. You look at his numbers so far on the year, he has 3 wins, 2 losses, has a 5.91 ERA. In 43 innings pitched, he's given up 24 earned runs and dished out 46 strikeouts. And Joey, looking at his last time out so far this season, was against Inland Empire, and it was here at home. And we saw 6 innings of work. He gave up 4 hits, no runs, and walked 3 and struck out 6. But then last time playing against Rancho, we saw Wilkin Paredes in 5 innings of work. He gave up 2 hits, 3 runs, and 4 strikeouts. They ended up winning that game against Rancho, so good for them, 11-4. So Wilkin Paredes, he's had some success against Rancho. He's currently pitching a 6.75 ERA against them and hasn't done too bad so far on the year.
Big Wilk has looked pretty good, especially as of lately. You look at his last 3 outings, 16 strikeouts during that time. Next up for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, you have the left-hander Luke Fox. No decisions so far. This will be his 7th appearance of the year. He's currently sporting a 2.08 ERA. And another important note to watch out for tonight, it'll be Joe Kelly coming out of the pen tonight, the current 10-year vet for the LA Dodgers. He'll be coming in the ballgame a little bit later on, likely following Luke Fox's appearance. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the keys to tonight's game. Game 5, Visalia looking for the 4-game winning streak. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys.
Let's go, please.
5 minutes till first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Justin Vitale looking for their fourth straight game. What are the keys to tonight's game?
Well, Joey, they're going to get four straight if they do two things. And first off, you're going to have to control the offense early on, and you must be doing the scoring. We've seen multiple games in a row, Rawhide giving up runs early on. You can't do that, especially today. And I'll tell you why. Joe Kelly is going to make an appearance, and that's going to be a hard inning to grab any contact with that bat. So you're going to have to make up for those runs early on with Luke Fox. So the hitters are going to have to step up today and get that offense going early on before Joe Kelly makes an appearance on the mound. And then second, Joey, is really the other big key is Wilkin Paredes. We need him to be strong on the mound if the Rawhide want to get a win. You look at his last three games, 16 strikeouts. He's been great on, you know, in the last three games, two wins, one loss. So that performance is going to have to continue for Wilkin Paredes. This team has been able to get hits on us early on. They've gotten contact. We saw Mesa yesterday with the solo home run in the left field. So Paredes, this is a pretty good hitting team. So he's going to have to be concise with his pitches. You know, he's done great things with his repertoire, has a fastball, has a changeup, but he's going to have to use it properly.
Well, let's see what he does. Wilkin Paredes looking for three straight wins dating back to the Lake Elsinore series on May 22nd. So game five of the six-game series, several ways to watch tonight. You can watch it live on MyTV 53, live on the MILB app, the Bally Live app as well. And as you can all season long, listen to the game right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin will join us after the game, and we'll wrap everything up following the conclusion of today's ball game.
Sounds great, Joey.
So we get ready for game five of the six-game series. Rancho Cucamonga, Visalia Rawhide, right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the game, everybody.
It's to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a...
yesterday, the fireworks were in the sky and on the field as well. Dimitri Okrasantis with his second walk-off win of the season, and Visalia now 8 walk-offs here in 2024. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Saturday night, and let's go through the starting lineup for the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes on this Saturday night. Leading things off will be the designated hitter number 7, Kendall George. He'll be followed by the right fielder number 35, Jose Mesa. Gerald Perez, the second baseman, will bat third. Cameron Decker, the left fielder, will bat at the cleanup spot. Carlos Rojas will be the catcher, batting fifth. Alexander Albuertas will be the shortstop, batting sixth. Sean McClain, the first baseman, will bat 7. Wilman Diaz will bat 8. And then lastly, Juan Alonso, the center fielder, will bat 9. Kendall George will return to the Rancho lineup for the first time since Monday night, and Wilkin Paredes will face him to begin the ball game. First pitch on the way is inside, and we are officially underway at 6:35 p.m. on a 109-degree night at Valley Strong Ballpark. Paredes will stare down George, and the deal on the way, hit up the middle. It'll be fielded by Turin, bobbled for a moment, and he's unable to recover. So Kendall George, one of the faster guys in the California League, able to beat off the ground ball that is muffed. And now a runner on first to begin this ball game, and it will go down as an E6 against Christopher Turin.
What you can do at the guest services area.
Take a look at the replay here. Kendall George trying to go opposite field, and that's a play that Corrine makes 9 out of the 10 times it's hit to him, and on this time just goes down to the knee and pops out of the glove. So now you got Jose Mesa at the plate and a chance for Corrine to redeem himself. 6-4-3 in time. Ruben Santana with the pick out of the dirt. So Corrine gets one pitch later, and he's able to turn the DP, and there's now 2 down in the inning. First pitch of the ball game was brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311 today. So they'll bring up Gerald Perez to the plate after the Jose Mesa ground out. And Paredes' pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Gerald Perez so far on the season batting .281. With 8 homers and 33 RBIs, this ball will be popped straight up. Adrian DeLeon will pop off the mask. He'll be able to make the grab, and Paredes, a very good first inning of work. And we head to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time tonight. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the first inning, and Yancel Luis will lead things off for the Hyde. Luke Fox on the mound. His first pitch on the way, swung on and foul tipped, and the count is now 0-1. Yancel Luis, Christopher Turin, Dimitri Crisantes, 1-2, and 3. We'll go through the rest of the lineup here in just a moment. 0-1 deal from Fox, fouled off to the right side. And the count is now 0-2 on a 95-mile-per-hour pitch from Fox. Visalia looking to capture a four-game winning streak after tonight's games. Their longest winning streak of the year has been four. No balls, two strikes with no outs. Here's the deal from Fox. Luis grounds it to the right side. It will be scooped up by the second baseman, Gerald Perez. His toss to first base will be in time, so it's a leadoff ground out. And it brings up Christopher Turin to the plate. Starting lineup for Visalia, it's Christopher Turin batting at the two spot. Dimitri Crisantes will bat third. Kenny Castillo will bat four, followed by Drew Jones at the five spot. Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, will bat six. Adrian Dele on the catcher, seven. Then it'll be Ruben Santana, eight. And Anderson Rojas out of the nine spot. So with one down, Turin will step up to the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for ball one, 1-0. Turin batting 255 with three home runs and 32 RBIs here in 2024. And Luke Fox faces him for the first time this season. 1-0 popped up onto the right side. Nearby is Perez and McClain, and it'll be the second baseman who will end up calling it off to make the grab for out number two. A two down in the inning will bring up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. And the 19-year-old continues to strike the ball so well. 4-13 here in his first 25 games in Rawhide uniform. Luke Fox will look over to second base to Gerald Perez. Quite a large gap on the right side of the infield for the Rawhide second baseman. We've seen Crisantes so far since being added to this Rawhide team 2 weeks ago. You've seen him play second base, first base, and third. Just saw a look there a second ago at that shift on the right side. The 1-0 delivery on the way to Crisantes. And he takes out inside for ball two, 2-0. Luke Fox's pitch inside. Crisantes slides out of the way of it. Get ready for another deal. The 19-year-old from Tucson, Arizona. Called up after 29 games in the Arizona Complex League to begin the season. And Crisantes now a swing and a foul tip. Makes the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Luke Fox working from the windup. Get ready for the set and the deal. And that one's just below the knees for ball three, 3-1. Luke Fox will get set once again. Defense plays straight up. It's only the infield that has a shift. Kenny Castillo awaits on deck. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And Crisantes fouls it off to the right side. The count is now 3-2. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. The Dimitri Crisantes will have a full count with two way. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Fox will stare down his catcher, Sean McClain, before agreeing to the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one's on the outside corner, ball four. And it'll be a 2-0 walk. That'll bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate for the first time today. And we talk a little bit more about Luke Fox, the 6'2", 200-pound, 22-year-old left-hander from Duke University. Drafted in last year's MLB draft in the 17th round, pick number 520 was Fox. First pitch on the way to Kenny. They swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Seventh appearance of the year for Luke Fox. It's his fourth start. Originally started the year off in the Arizona Complex League, where he pitched in four games, did not allow an earned run. He had two starts during that time in the ACL. 0-1 pitch from Fox. Castillo grounds it to the left side. It's fumbled by Diaz. He'll toss to first base. He'll have enough time to make the throw in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So Visalia gets a base runner aboard. However, they will strand him over at first base. And we're through one here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and MyTV53. Rawhide Guest Services.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the second inning. The pitch on the way from Wilken Prades is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1 to Cameron Decker. Amy Decker, Carlos Rojas, Alexander Albuerzas, 4, 5, and 6 due up here in the top half of the second inning. Wilken Prades, an efficient inning number one. Only one base runner was allowed. It was off of an E6 from Christopher Torin. That pitch fouled off to the left side, so the count now 0-2. Cameron Decker batting .216 with a home run and 5 RBIs here in 2024. No balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch from Prades, and that one's popped up on the right side. We'll see if it has enough to stay in play. Ruben Santana is surveying, and that ball's going to trail back over to the left and drop in for a base hit. That ball was 5 feet right of foul territory, and the light breeze that starts to be picked up as the ball goes higher and higher drifts it over to the left side, and Ruben Santana ends up allowing that ball to drop in for a hit. So it'll be Rancho's first hit of the ball game. Here's another look at the replay. You see Santana, I mean, he's in the dirt before he realizes he's got to turn the shoulder around, and the ball drops left of the first base line. So it'd eventually be Angel Ortiz who would throw the ball in. So you got Carlos Rojas at the plate. And that pitch will go in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Carlos Rojas batting .286 with a home run and 22 RBIs. Prades looks at second base. Here's his deal. And this one fouled off to the right side. The count is now 0-2. Prades arrives in this ballgame 6-2, 180. The 20-year-old left-hander from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent on January 15th of 2023 by the D-backs. Prades' 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled. However, De Leon unable to hold on contact to it, and the pitch will be dropped in the dirt. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Tyler Vandewater. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Caden Gustafson. No balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Prades looking for his first strikeout of the ball game. He's looked impressive as of lately. Talk about that here in just a moment. 0-2 with no outs. The pitch from Wilken on the way, and it is upstairs for a ball. The count is now 1-2. Prades over his last two starts, his last three starts, 16 strikeouts through 16 and a third inning of work. 1-2 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one's lifted into left center field. Retreating backwards is Rojas at the warning track. He'll look up. It'll bounce off the wall in left field. Tossing the ball in is Rojas to Cresantes, and it'll be Rojas diving head first into second base, and it is a double from Carlos Rojas, and there's now a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the second inning.
How about number 18, Alexander Albuerzas?
A And bring up Alexander Albertus to the plate. Here's a look at the replay, and he gave it a run. It was Anderson Rojas, but all he could do was play it off the hop. And he turns around to throw a little bit left of the second base bag, so back-to-back base hits to lead off this inning. And it's Carlos Rojas' sixth double of the year, and that pitch is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Alexander Albertus is batting .189 with a home run and 10 RBIs here in 2024. The pitch on the way from Prades, grounded to the left side. And Ansel Luis will give a look over at third before he decides to throw to first base for out number one. Let's talk about the numbers for Big Wilk here in 2024. 5-2 with a 5.02 ERA. That's this combination between Visalia and the ACL. There's the numbers with just Visalia. 7 games, 3-2 with the 5.91 ERA. 38 strikeouts, 8 walks. A guy who's not going to leave the ball outside of the zone very much. However, with that, you're going to produce a little bit more contact. So that's the risk-reward factor that Prades brings to each game that he appears in. One ball, no strikes, one away. Prades will stare down Sean McClain. The 1-0 pitch. Now that one's upstairs for a ball. It counts out 2-0. Last year in 2023, spent time in the DSL before arriving stateside after 3 games. In his 12 games between the DSL and the ACL, he was 2-4 with a 5.09 ERA. 2-0 pitch on the way to McClain, and he fouls that one off to the right side. The count is now 2-1. Sean McClain batting .132 with a home run and 12 RBIs here in 2024. Brady's is 1-2 delivery on the way, and that one is bounced in. And the count is now 3-1 for Brady's to McClain. Another good crowd on hand tonight as we continue our America's birthday celebration. Today was the All-American Saturday jersey giveaway. The 3-1 deal. Ground ball to the left side. Torino will dive. He'll be unable to make the play. So advance Rojas over to third. And advance McClain to first. And Rancho has runners on the corners here with one away. Torino doing a good job there diving for the ball that sneaks through the left side of the infield, but a bit too hard and a bit too far wide for Torino to end up making the play on it. So bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Wilman Diaz, a guy who's batting .229 with 3 home runs and 32 RBIs. Double play would get Visalia out of the inning. A 1-0 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Visalia yesterday did not turn a double play. You have to look back to Wednesday night. Well, they turned just one. It was a 4-6-3 DP to get Carlos Rey out of the game, and a diving effort by Santana, unable to make the grab. One run will come home easily. McClain will go over to third, and once again, runners on the corners. 2-0 ball game here in the top of the second inning. Fourth hit of the inning here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
How about number five?
Sean McClain easily gets to third. Carlos Rojas took a stroll in the park to step on home. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will step up to the mound for the first time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Woken Prades, who had a very quick inning number one, has dealt with a little bit more work here in the second. Now the home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, will make his way out to the mound and have a word with the entire infield. Say, all right, time to wrap things up. Let's resume play once again. So Juan Alonso now will step up to the plate. The ninth batter that Prades will face in this ballgame before we go back to the top of the order for Kendall George. The one-out deal on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Visalia, a double play ball set up here at the moment. Trying to turn their second DP of the night and their first inning-ending double play of the ball game. And this ball is lifted into left center field. Drew Jones races backwards. Juan Alonso will look up the wall. He'll have the bat flip and all, and it is a three-run home run. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead 5-0 here in the top of the second inning. Jones and Rojas gave it a run for a moment, but as soon as it left the bat, Juan Alonso knew it as well. Slowly walked down the line before the bat flip at first. And Rancho all over Visalia here in the second inning. Take a look at the replay there, and that ball well into the trees out in left center field. So back to the top of the order for Kendall George, who will be the seventh batter of the inning. First pitch swinging, fouls that one backwards. Count is now 0-1. A five-hit frame here for Rancho Cucamonga. The second time that Visalia will have to play from behind after two innings of work. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for a ball, and the count will now move to 1-1. Visalia having to play from behind Wednesday night, Thursday night, and now Friday. And George will take that pitch inside for ball two, 2-1. It's been a team who's had to deal with a lot of injury as of lately, say over the last 2 months. Brady's his pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Kendall George, Monday was the last game he played in, gets a few days off. Today's now Friday, finally appearing back in the lineup after he went 0-3 on Monday night. And George, a swing and a miss, and he'll be the final, or he'll be the second out of the inning. Brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Take a look at the replay from Wilken Prates, and there's now two down in the inning. So Jose Mesa will dig in, but talking about the injury problems here for Rancho in 2024. Kendall George was hurt. And pitch on the way from Prates, a bit outside for ball one. He had Zaire Hope, who in the first month of the year ended up going down with an upper body injury that's kept him sidelined for what will likely be a majority of the year, if not all. 1-0 pitch foul directly backwards, and the count is now 1-1. And then on the infield side, Gerald Perez, he was off for a couple days due to a hamstring problem that he suffered during his time in Lake Elsinore a week ago. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards. Counts now 1-2. Logan Wagner earlier today was added to the IL, so he's out. So currently at the moment you have five infielders, but you got to be careful, especially with Perez recently suffering an injury. You start to get to the wondering factor of, where does that infield go if there's any more injuries? You hope it doesn't happen, but obviously the cracks in the bottom of the boat at the moment. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Batter number 8 of the frame. Rancho leads this ball game 5-0. Here's a pitch from Prates, and that ball fouled off to the right side. And one thing Rancho did very well last night, fouling off pitches. They made it very difficult, especially for Nate Savino in that first inning. He went over 35 pitches in that first and would end up being knocked out of the ballgame. 2-2 deal on the way. Ground ball to the left side. Torino will make the field on it. A toss to first base, and the throw is in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Rancho takes their first lead of the night. 5 hits, 5 runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Rancho 5, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, MyTV 53.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all...
Drew Jones will lead things off for Visalia here in the bottom half of the second inning. Rancho 5, Visalia 0. It'll be Drew Jones, Angel Ortiz, Adrian DeLeon. First pitch on the way goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Drew Jones currently batting .269 with four home runs and 38 RBIs on the season. That leads this Rawhide team in RBIs. Pitch on the way to Drew, and that one's in there for a strike. Count is now 0-2. Drew Jones leading the team in RBIs and OPS with a .782 mark. And that pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. Drew Jones, fan favorite throughout the season, ability to leave the yard here at Valley Strong. All four of those home runs have been here in Visalia. On opposite field shots out to right field. Jones fouls it off to the right side, 1-2. Over the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Fox stands on the mound, gets ready for the deal to Drew. And that one's outside for ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Luke Fox would get ready for the deal to Jones. And that one is in the dirt for ball three, 3-2. So Visalia will wrap up the series tomorrow night. Game six of the series. Visalia, with their win last night, guaranteed a minimum of a series split. They currently lead 3-1. Ground ball to the right side. Gerald Perez will throw to first. It's low, but it's in time. One down. With that, it allows us to go through the numbers here for Luke Fox in 2024. No decisions on the year with a 4.50 ERA, third game of the season. He currently has pitched six innings of work, eight strikeouts, and one walk, and showing very good command of his pitches at the moment. So one-out pitch on the way to Angel Ortiz. Here's the deal, shows bunt. He's able to pull it backwards, and the count is now 1-0. Mentioned earlier, Visalia playing from behind for the third straight game. The team who throughout the year has almost seemingly preferred to play behind in games and play into the late innings. This ball lifted into center field, and it'll be an easy grab out in center, and there's one down here, two down here in the frame. Juan Alonso with the routine grab. And here is Adrian DeLeon stepping up to the plate for the first time tonight. Adrian DeLeon batting .228 with five home runs and 23 RBIs. He's one of two Rawhide players with five home runs on the season. The other player, Jackson Feltner, bunt sign shown by DeLeon, unable to make contact with it. And the count is now 0-1 with two away. DeLeon appearing to be using the same bat that Drew's been using over the past couple weeks with that light wood in the middle of the barrel. Here's the pitch, and that one's in there for a strike. The count is now 0-2. DeLeon, the dark brown barrel with the black throat and the white batting grip. DeLeon tries to call for a late time, not granted, and he'll swing and miss. And DeLeon will be struck out on three pitches. And Luke Fox, an efficient second inning of work. And we're through two here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quakes 5, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Gerald Perez will lead things off. Rancho has a 5-0 lead thanks to a 5-run top half of the second inning. And currently Wilkin Paredes sitting at 36 pitches. The deal to Perez is low for a ball, and the count is now 2-0. Gerald Perez, the only batter to not step up to the plate in that second inning of work. Here's a pitch from Paredes, ground ball to the left side. Terrain will get down to a knee, and he'll throw down to first. It's a bit wide. Santana's able to get his foot back on the bag, and there's now one down here in the inning. Starting defense for Visalia on this Friday night. Adrian DeLeon will be behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first, it'll be Ruben Santana. Demetrio Crisantes will be over at second base. He'll be joined by Christopher Torin at short. Yancel Luis at third. It'll go Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, and Angel Ortiz, rounding things out in right field. One-out pitch on the way from Paredes. This ball is lifted into right center. It could be dangerous. Crisantes had to backtrack a little bit and had to kind of make that semi-basket grab. And there's now two down here in the inning. Now bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. He was the first hit of the ball game for Rancho. You can see Demetrio hat off and all shades on, still able to make the grab. And here is the deal to Carlos Rojas. And that one will go in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1 with two away.
Hello there.
Carlos Rojas is a single. He would eventually come in to score. And now Rojas sends this one into right field. Retreating backwards is Angel Ortiz. Just in front of the warning track, he's able to make the grab. And Wilkin Paredes for the first time tonight goes three up, three down. And we head to the bottom of the third inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quakes 5, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more
more than medicine, life.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ruben Santana will lead things off as we head to the bottom of the third inning. That'll be Ruben Santana, Anderson Rojas, and Yancel Luis, 8, 9, and 1. Due up for the Hyde. First pitch swinging, grounds it to the left side. Scooped up by the shortstop, Albertus, and a heavy throw to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. Let's go through the defense for Rancho on this Friday night. Behind the plate will be Sean McClain. It'll be the catcher, Carlos Rojas. Sean McClain will be at first base. Gerald Perez will be at second base. He'll be joined by the shortstop, Alexander Albertas. Wilman Diaz will be over at third base, joined by Cameron Decker in left. Juan Alonso in center. Jose Mesa out in right field. Anderson Rojas has been one of the more successful batters with the bunt so far this season. Tries to lay one down, but on this occasion it ends up going past the bat. And the count is now 1-0 with one away. Here's a pitch to Rojas outside once again, and the count is now 2-0. Corner infielder Wilman Diaz at third, playing fairly shallow on the third base side, about 2 feet beyond the infield grass. 2-0 pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. Anderson Rojas so far this year batting .252 with 3 home runs and 27 RBIs. 2-1 with one down. An upcoming pitch on the way. Bunt sign shown. And Rojas is able to dodge out of the way of that pitch. And the count is now 3-1. Rojas trying to become the second Rawhide base runner of his ball game. The only other one has been Dimitri Crisantes back in the first. 3-1 pitch on the way. Rojas fouls it backwards. And the count will now move to 3-2 with one away. Luke Fox so far through two innings of work, just one punch out, but the defense has stood tall behind him. Looking very confident, getting quick, efficient outs. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Payoff pitch inside, strike 3, and Anderson Rojas will be the second strikeout victim of the ball game. 2 down here in the inning. We'll go back to the top of the order here for the third baseman, number 10, Yancel Luis. So 2 down, you got Yancel Luis at the plate. Here's the pitch, and that one is low for ball 1-0. Yancel Luis yesterday a 1-for-3 game where he had a single, 2 walks, and a run. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 away. Here's the deal to Luis, and that one is outside for a ball. The count is now 2-0. Yancel Luis yesterday batting out of the leadoff spot. And prior to his first hit of the ballgame, it didn't occur until the ninth inning. He flew out in his first at-bat, then drew back-to-back walks before later on in the ballgame getting that single. And it's been the theme this year where Yancel Luis, whenever he's gone hitless in crucial ballgames, he's typically gotten a big hit in those late innings. And now Luis will take a walk right here and put a runner on first base with 2 down. They'll end up bringing up Christopher Torin to the plate. With Dimitri Crisantes awaiting on deck. Torin yesterday 1-for-4 with a walk, a single, and a run. Train, it was a similar situation as yesterday for Luis. We had a single in the eighth inning, drew a walk in the ninth before the walk-off homer from Demetrio Crisantes. That pitch upstairs for ball one, 1-0. As Rawhide team during the road trip who outscored their opponents 74-43. And scored in first in five of the nine games. And one kind of talking point entering today's ballgame was Visalia. Would they be able to take a lead early in the ballgame? And Torino will take that pitch on the inside corner for strike one, 1-1. It's a Rawhide team so far this year when they've scored first. They're 15-13. A little bit worse, however, whenever they've scored after their opponent. Pickoff attempt at first. Luis ties back in safely. Rawhide team who's 21-26 whenever they've been outscored by their opponents, and a little bit of a mountain to climb here, trailing 5-0. One ball, one strike, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Taurine, and he gets a piece of that one, sends it into left field. Racing backwards is Cameron Decker right in front of the warning track. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through three at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 5, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Nah.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top of the fourth inning. And leading things off will be Alexander Albortes, 6-7 and 8 due up. Albortes, Sean McClain, Wilman Diaz. Looking Brady, so we'll get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch, and this ball's ripped into left field. Anderson Rojas gives it a look, and he'll be able to make the grab in the Sun Rays for out number one. Second time today, Alexander Albortes has been sat down. And he'll end up bringing Sean McClain to the plate, who had his first hit of the series in his last at-bat back in the second inning. He was 0-for-12 entering the day. And now this pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. An 0-for-3 day yesterday where he was hit by a pitch. After that, he would have back-to-back ground outs and a flyout, and now making a 2-for-2 ball game. Drops it into right field in front of Angel Ortiz. A one-out base knock will bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. So Wilman Diaz at the plate. We'll get ready for the pitch. The guy batting 229. Takes that pitch in there for a strike. And the count is now 0-1. Wilman Diaz 1-for-4 on Wednesday. He had yesterday's 4th of July game off. in a ball game where he had a double and a walk. 0-1 on the way. That one's in the dirt for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Wilkin Prady sitting at 46 pitches. He's had two efficient frames outside of that second. Rancho would end up tacking on five hits. 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to Diaz from Prady's. He looks over at first base. Here's the deal, and that one's fouled directly backwards, and the count is now 1-1. 1-2, excuse me. Talked about some of the upcoming schedule a moment ago. Visalia will finish up the series tomorrow night at 6:30. They'll have Sunday night off, along with Monday as well. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch from Prady's. It's upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Before getting back on the bus and traveling over to San Jose for a six-game series out at Excite Ballpark. The only time in 2024 that the Rawhide will travel up north to San Jose. Two balls, two strikes on the way. That one's in the dirt for ball three, 3-2. Wednesday will be the final weekday game of the season, a Wednesday game at 1 p.m. out in San Jose. Visalia partook in a day game last Wednesday against the Inland Empire 66ers. Payoff pitch popped up to the right side. Ruben Santana will give it a look. However, it'll be popped out of play. Visalia undefeated this year in weekday day games. Visalia 2-0 on Wednesday games. Meanwhile, they were 2-0 on Tuesday day games. So Visalia will look to go for the clean sweep next Wednesday at San Jose. A 3-2 pitch on the way is inside for ball four. So Wilman Diaz will take the walk and bring up Juan Alonso to the plate. Runners on first and second. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Adrian DeLeon will make his way from behind home plate to give the infield the instructions before Juan Alonso will dig into the plate. Juan Alonso and Sean McClain entered today a combined 0-13. So far in this ballgame, they are 3-3. One out pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Shows how much of a game baseball is all about, the highs and the lows of a roller coaster. 0-1 with one down. Rancho already six hits in this ballgame. Meanwhile, Visalia, they have a bagel up on the board with zero. That pitch fouled backwards for strike number two. Juan Alonso yesterday, an 0-4 day, where he struck out on three separate occasions. No balls, two strikes, one away. Paredes looks at second. Here's his deal. And that one is high and outside for ball one, 1-2. A base empty. Paredes ideally looking for his just second strikeout of the ball game. The only guy he's been able to strike out was Kendall George back in the second inning. 1-2 with one away. Paredes looks at second. He gave a quick glance at first. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled backwards once again. So Juan Alonso trying to stay alive here in the count after his three-run home run and back in the second inning. A no-doubt home run. Juan Alonso had the bat flip and all. And now Paredes is 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left center field. Drew Jones will come in with the shades on. He'll call off his left fielder, Anderson Rojas, for the out. And there's now two down here in the inning. He'll send us to the top of the order once again. And he'll end up bringing up Kendall George to the plate. Kendall George, the 10th ranked prospect in the L.A. Dodgers organization. The speedster, not necessarily a power threat, but definitely a guy that can get on base and wreak havoc. It's been so many times this season that he's been able to show that off, and Monday was an example of that when Kendall ended up getting on base via the walk. He would end up scoring a run for Rancho in an inning where they scored eight. A backhand there for Ruben Santana. and he's unable to make the play cleanly. It's the second time today Vaisele has had a bump, bobble with Kendall George at the plate. And we'll see if this one will go down as an error or a hit. Santana had to go over maybe a step or two to make the play. But the speed that George has, does he beat out Prades no matter what? Hey, Prades runs a little harder over to first if he realizes that there's going to be a play on it. So two down, it's now bases loaded with Jose Mesa stepping up to the plate. It's good for Rancho's seventh hit of the ball game. Jose Mesa 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Wilkin Prades will stare him down. The hold at the belt. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for ball one. 1-0. It's a big at-bat right here. Vaisele trying to keep it a 5-run ball game. Meanwhile, Rancho looking to break this ball game open. Their lone win in the series was an 8-3 final on Monday night. 1-0 pitch sent into left center field. That one will drop in for a base hit. One run will come home. It'll be McLean along with Diaz. Kendall George will hold up at third, and Mesa will be out trying to stretch it over to two. So two more runs will be tacked onto the board, and Rancho leads this ball game 7-0 through 3.5 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Two hits, two runs. No errors and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rancho 7, Vaisele 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559.
Now batting, number 19, Demetrio Christakis.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-0 Quakes lead. And Demetrio Christakis will lead things off. Yesterday, he brought the Rawhide home, Rawhide fans home happy with a 3-run home run, a walk-off win on the 4th of July. A swing and a miss, and quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Christakis, his second Rawhide walk-off hit since being added in mid-June. And now that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-2. Demetrio Christakis yesterday with a pair of hits, expanding his hitting streak to now 9 straight games. And Christakis will take that pitch inside for ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Christakis will get ready for the pitch from Luke Fox. And that pitch is bounced in for ball 3-2. Here's a look at the home run from yesterday's ball game, an inside pitch on a 3-2 count, and Christakis a no-doubt home run and gave the Rawhide fans something to be happy about going into the spectacular fireworks show last night. Payoff pitch on the way, And Crescenta's barely able to dodge out of the way of that pitch, so he'll draw the third Rawhide walk of the ballgame and bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And he'll bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to the plate.
Number seven, Kenny Castillo.
Kenny Castillo last time out, a 5-3 ground out. But a day yesterday where he was a combined 3-for-4. And Crescenta's in motion. Kenny will try to go opposite field. It's going to be a fly out to right. And it will likely be a fairly easy double play. The Rawhide try to set up the hit and run. And Castillo flies out in right field. So two down, bases empty here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Center fielder, Drew Jones.
Gonna bring up Drew Jones to the plate with bases empty. And last time out, grounded into a 4-3 ground out for the first out of the second inning. Two out pitch on the way to Jones, and he takes that one outside for ball one, 1-0. Luke Fox gets ready for pitch number 48 of the ballgame. Here's the deal. And this ball is fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-1 for Drew. Drew Jones yesterday 0-for-3, was able to draw a walk and a strikeout. The 1-1 deal outside for ball 2-2-1. That walk was good enough to give him 45 on the season. It's good for the seventh most walks in all the California League. 2-1 with two away here to Drew Jones. Visalia still looking for their first hit of the night. And Jones hits that one right up the middle. Good reaction by Fox. He'll throw to first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We are through four at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho all over Visalia. They lead 7-0. And listen to Rawhide Baseball, MyTV 53.
No. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and
welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and there he is warming up in the Rancho bullpen, Joe Kelly. As we head into the top half of the fifth inning, pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Joe Kelly getting ready to make his second rehab stint for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He made one on Tuesday night in a ball game where he only needed five pitches to get out of inning number one. One ball, one strike, no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Wilkin Paredes. That one's lifted into left center field. Drew Jones racing over. He'll slide. He won't be able to make the grab. It'll be scooped up by the left fielder. And the throw down to second base, not in time. So it is a leadoff double for Rancho's ninth hit of the ball game, and Gerald Perez in scoring position on just two pitches. They bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. In the ball game so far where he is 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. Prades will get ready for the deal to Cameron Decker. Here's a pitch, ground ball up the middle. Prades will field, toss to first, and the throw will be in time, one away. Bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. So a little swinging bunt there. Gerald Perez was halfway down to third base. However, he decided to hold up over at second base. And bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. Rojas 1-for-2 here in the ballgame with a double. One of three extra base hits in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga. The one-out pitch on the way. That one sent into left field. Perez will go over to third. He's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Ortiz. And it will sail over Adrian DeLeon's head. Wilkin Prades with the backstop. He'll end up picking up the ball. But Gerald Perez will come home to score. And it is now an 8-0 ball game. It will go down as a hit and an error, likely an E7 against Anderson Rojas out of left field. Bring up Alexander Albertas to the plate. So 65 pitches here from Wilkin Prades. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for a ball. The count is now 1-0. So waiting for the official confirmation on that last hit. It will likely go down as a hit. It go down a single, and the advancement to second will be the E7. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed from Decker. Or from Albertas, excuse me. The count is now 1-1. Albertas so far in this ball game 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. 1-1 with one down. 8-0 ball game for the Quakes. Visalia still looking for their first hit of the ball game. And that task could be a little bit more difficult with Joe Kelly warming up in the Quakes bullpen. You can see all the Quakes bullpen pitchers all standing around as Joe continues to warm up for his relief appearance. 2-1 with one away. That one ball is foul tipped. And the count is now 2-2. Already two hits here in the frame for Rancho. In a ball game where they have 10 combined hits. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Prades looks at second before the pitch to Albertas. And that ball is swung on and fouled backwards. And Adrian DeLeon will go down to the seat of his pants. And appears to have a little discomfort after the foul tip. And now home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater will buy a little bit of time here for Adrian DeLeon before Albertas gets ready to step up to the plate. Got to be such a great experience there for those bullpen guys getting to see major league talent up close, warming up. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Prades, grounded off to the left side. I talked to manager John Shoemaker a couple weeks ago whenever Clayton Kershaw made his bullpen outing out in Rancho Cucamonga, and just talking about what it meant to have Kershaw in that dugout. 2-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Doreen will make the scoop at short and toss to first base in time. There's now two down in the inning. The manager, John Shoemaker, mentioned that you just notice the veteran presence from guys like that, the focus that they have, the attention to detail, the way they carry themselves inside of that clubhouse and taking the game at such a high level, locking in. Clayton Kershaw made a little bit more of a different beast when it comes into that category. Ground ball to the left side and foul. Yoncel Luis wants to roll left for strike number one. And likely the same for Joe Kelly. And it's a Dodgers organization where they are located so close to Rancho, about a 45-minute to an hour drive from Dodger Stadium to Lone Mart Field, that they often are gifted with the opportunity to see those rehab appearances. So far they've seen Bobby Miller make a rehab appearance, Clayton Kershaw as well, Joe Kelly on Tuesday night. No balls, two strikes, two away. Prades will glance over at second base. Here's the pitch. And that one is upstairs for ball one, one and two. Bobby Miller was a couple weeks before Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw was 3 weeks ago now in an outing against Inland Empire. Then Joe Kelly, obviously, on Tuesday against Visalia. 1-2 pitch on the way. Bounced outside, and the count is now 2-2. Top five here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho leads the ballgame 8-0. Got a runner at second. It's Carlos Rojas. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch from Paredes. Lifted to the right side once again and foul. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Sean McClain gets ready for the 2-2 delivery. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Torin unable to make the play. That one will sneak into outfield. And now Anderson Rojas will muff it over and left. Demetrio Crisantes will look home. And it's now a 9-0 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. So Sean McClain will get credited for his third hit of the ball game. And Carlos Rojas will come in to score on what will likely be an E7. Exactly what it will be, and Visalia will be charged for their third error of the ballgame. 2 down here. One pitch to Wilman Diaz, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Brady sitting at 78 pitches. This will be pitch number 79. Oh, and one with two away. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Yancel Luis will charge in, and he'll make the grab in foul territory, and likely for the best as the toss to first base ends up getting past Ruben Santana over at first. The Brady's will grab a new ball. 0-2 a two-way. There's a look at the replay. And you see Yancel Luis make the grab just left of the third base chalk. Now Wilman Diaz will make his way back behind. Turn back to the batter's box to get ready for another pitch. 0-2 a two-way. Oaken Prades glances at first, holds at the belt. 0-2 pitch on the way, lifted into center. Drew Jones will have to quickly retreat backwards at the wall, unable to make the grab. Sean McClain racing around third base. He should score easily. Torino will toss to third base, and Rancho now leads this ball game 10-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Wilman Diaz will get the RBI base hit. Now, Sean McClain, who is hitless entering the night, is 3-for-3 with 3 runs and 2 RBIs. And now manager D. Gardner will make his way out to the mound, and Wilkin Prady's ballgame will come to conclusion. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in the ballgame. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. He's come on!
Toyota. Let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Coahuila Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Coahuila Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Coahuila Health, más que medicina, vida.
Coahuila Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53, and Visalia currently trails 10-0 on 12 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they've been held hitless through four, and the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rawhide will be Teofilo Mendez. Pitcher change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. So Juan Alonso will step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2 with a 3-run home run back in the second inning. Runner at second here for the Quakes. It is Wilman Diaz. And pitch on the way. It's a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Teo Mendez has been kind of that long relief pitcher here in 2024. But typically you've seen him in earlier stints whenever he's had to go in the second inning and onwards. Mendez's pitch fouled directly backwards, and the count is now 0-2. Mendez comes in at 5'11", 170, the 22-year-old right-hander from Bonnie Dominican Republic. Third year, in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. 0-2, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards. Actually been a little longer than that. 2018 signed by the D-backs. It wasn't until 2022, however, that he would make his pitching debut out of the Dominican Summer League. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Mendez, and that one swung on and missed. And he faces one batter, and he's able to get the strikeout, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Four hits, three runs for the Quakes. And we head into the bottom of the fifth inning where we'll get ready to see Joe Kelly make his second appearance back since May for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Quakes 10, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You win.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53 and making his second rehab appearance since May 5th. It's Joe Kelly on the mound, the 6'1", 174-pound right-hander from Anaheim, California. Joe Kelly will make his second rehab stint against the Visalia Rawhide here in 2024. On LRTs, will face off against Kelly. First pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball one, 1-0. Last time we saw Joe Kelly, we saw him on Tuesday night. He pitched just five pitches against Visalia. He faced off against Yancel Luis, Angel Ortiz, Demetrio Crisantes. 1-0 pitch on the way from Kelly, and that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. And the only player to make a base hit off of Joe Kelly, this guy right here, Angel Ortiz. One ball, one strike with no outs. Visalia looking for their first hit of the night. Kelly will stare down Ortiz. 1-1 pitch on the way. Sent into center field. And Angel Ortiz is now 2-for-2 against Joe Kelly here in 2024. With that, that'll be Visalia's first hit of the game, and it's brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Ooh. So Joe Kelly, originally drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in 2009, he was a third-round draft acquisition and then with the 98th pick by the Cards in 2009. The pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. Joe Kelly, the 13-year major leaguer, where he first made his major league debut with the St. Louis Cardinals in 2012. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Kelly. And that one's a bit outside for ball two, 2-0. Joe Kelly has spent time with the St. Louis Cardinals, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, and the L.A. Dodgers. The 2-0 pitch on the way from Kelly will have to hold off. Or I should say in there outside for ball three, 3-0, with Angel Ortiz over at first base. Joe Kelly was sidelined since May 5th. After he went a third of an inning against the Atlanta Braves, a ball game where he just had six pitches. And now Kelly's pitch misses outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Adrian DeLeon will bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Joe Kelly has already pitched more pitches here in this fifth inning than he did in his entire stint on Tuesday night out at Lone Mart Field. Here's the numbers for Joe Kelly. 4.73 ERA, 14 strikeouts, and 5 walks in 2024 with the Dodgers. And that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. Joe Kelly's appeared in 15 games so far with LA this season, where he's pitched 13 in a third inning of work. And now Kelly will look at second base before his pitch, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. The injury on that May 5th day out in Atlanta, and dealt with a shoulder strain that's kept him sidelined for 2 weeks. Dodger manager Dave Roberts spoke on Kelly a couple days ago. 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-2 for Ruben Santana. Dodger manager Dave Roberts mentioned that Joe Kelly likely won't return to the Dodgers before the All-Star break. However, they did like the progress that they saw on Tuesday night. Following the game, Joe Kelly said he felt good after the ball game, but still want to get a couple more rehab stints before Kelly can return to Dodger Stadium. And now that pitch is outside for ball two, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruben Santana so far in the ballgame, he is 0-for-1. Last time out, he grounded out to shortstop. Runners on first and second for Visalia. They trail 10-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Joe Kelly will stare down Ruben Santana. Here's the pitch. And that one right down, getting straight for strike three. And Joe Kelly has his first strikeout of the ballgame. Freezes Ruben Santana, and there's now one down here in the inning. Here's a look at the replay, and beautiful movement on there right down the middle. And Santana looking for more of a breaking pitch. And now one down in the inning as Anderson Rojas steps into the plate. An 0-for-1 ball game here for the Rawhide left fielder. Rojas face-offs against Kelly for the first time. Ground ball to the right side, a chance to turn two. 4-6, down to first, in time, a 4-6-3 DP, and Joe Kelly is able to get out of the fifth inning with allowing one run, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through five here at Valley Strong Ballpark, Quakes 10, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the sixth inning. And Joe Kelly making the rehab stint here for Rancho. And a pretty good outing for Kelly, allowing just one hit. It's running a runner over a third base. Here's the first pitch on the way from Teo Mendez to Kendall George. And that pitch is outside for a ball. Going to pitch on the way from Teo Mendez, and that pitch is fouled backwards. Count now 0-2. Joe Kelly getting the ending double play, exactly how it ended at Lone Mart Field on Tuesday night. Instead of the 4-6-3 DP, it was a 6-4-3 twin killer. This ball sent into left field at the wall, and Anderson Rojas leaps up and crashes into the boarding for out number one. What a play by the Rawhide left fielder. Rojas, lots of ground to cover on that play, and leaps up knowing there's going to be contact with that bullpen and fully extended like the Jordan logo for out number one. That's our Geiger Electric play of the game, brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call today at 559-302-9517. And now Jose Mesa will foul that one off to the right side. The count is now 0-1. Kendall George, Jose Mesa, the only two batters to not step up to the plate in that top half of the fifth. That knocked Wilkin Prades out of the ballgame. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike number two. Was talking about in the fifth inning that Teo Mendez pitched in, did not pitch until 2022, but was signed in 2018. The reason for that, Teo Mendez was originally signed as a middle infielder by the Diamondbacks. 2019 was his first year, a season where he batted 170. 2021, a lot more of an improvement. The 1-2 delivery on the way, fouled off to the right side. But in 2021, out in the DSL, he batted 259 before making the transition in 2022 to pitcher, where he had a 1.71 ERA outside of the States. 1-2 pitch from Mendez, a breaking ball a bit upstairs, and the count is now 2-2. Jose Mesa looking for his second hit of the ball game. The 2-2 pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards. And that foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. Give Justin a call today at 559-747-2000. 2-2 with one away. A pitch from Mendez, breaking ball outside corner, ball 3-2.
my day.
Three balls, two strikes, one down. Mendez's payoff pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side. It'll land out in the pasture out in right. Yesterday, a very nice crowd on 4th of July. The pasture filled with fans as well. Quite a bit of Dodger fans were out there earlier. Joe Kelly was warming up in the top half of the fifth inning. You see a couple of Dodger fans in their Dodger shirts throughout the ballpark. Plenty of Dodger blue here inside the ballpark tonight. Popped up on the left side. Christopher Torin should have a fairly routine play. The ball felt like it was up in the air for 5 minutes before coming down. And there's now two down in the inning. There's a look at some of the Dodger fans. Three straight rows of Dodger jerseys, all different jerseys. We got the road gray, the home white, the alternate blues. All over the ballpark here tonight. LA Angels back there. Dodger caps, Dodger jerseys, a couple of Joe Kelly jerseys as well. The two-out pitch on the way from Mendez fouled off to the left side. And the count is now 0-1. Just here on my right side, he got a Mookie Betts jersey, Clayton Kershaw jersey, Shohei Ohtani jersey. 0-1 with two away. Here's a pitch from Mendez, and that one's fouled directly backwards. And the count is 0-2. And as soon as the announcement for Joe Kelly taking the field was made, plenty of the fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark giving the applause. All sorts of phones were out capturing the moment. As close as the majority of these fans will likely be to Major League pitcher. Obviously 45 feet from home plate to our first seats behind the backstop. So very, very intimate here at Valley Strong. And now this one sent into right field, dropping quickly, and it'll land in the pastures. So Gerald Perez will remain in the count 0-2. And honestly, one of the shell-shock moments was when, for myself, was seeing Clayton Kershaw up in person, up close, was in the quick dugout at the time. A swing and a miss. Tell you the rest of that story in a moment. But Gerald Perez, a swing and a miss in a three-up, three-down frame here for Dale Mendez. Right into the bottom of the sixth inning. Quakes 10, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move into the bottom of the sixth inning. Yancel Luis will lead things off in a 10-0 ball game. And the pitch on the way to Luis goes in there for a strike. It is 0-1. And be Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, Demetrio Crisantes here in the sixth. And the pitch to Luis sent into left field. fairly routine play for Cameron Decker. I don't think he left the patch of grass he was standing on to make the grab. One down here in the inning. New pitcher in the ballgame here for Rancho Cucamonga, the left-hander Moises Brito, the 21-year-old left-hander out of Bonnie Dominican Republic. Currently in his third year in the L.A. Dodgers organization. Going back to the comment about when seeing Clayton Kershaw in person out at Lone Mark Field, 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 1-1 with one away. That was the first week of June. It was June 6th. Kershaw pitched a bullpen session. It was around 1 p.m., and there were a couple of players from Visalia there at the time. Jacob Steinmetz watched the rehab work. A foul ball from Torin, counting that 1-2. Caden Grice was there as well, and I remember talking to Caden after the session. Clayton Kershaw kind of went up to all the players in attendance and gave them fist bumps as he made his way back to the Rancho dugout. 1-2 pitch on the way. Torin, a swing and a miss, and there's now two down here in the inning. Brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. And I remember hearing Caden Grice tell me that he'd never been starstruck in his life besides that moment when Kershaw came up to him. Here's the numbers for Moises Brito here in 2024. No decisions with a 6.35 ERA. 17 strikeouts and 9 walks. Third time in the ACL. First game here in a Rancho Cucamonga uniform. And we'll have a pinch hitter for Demetrio Crisantes. It will be Wyatt Crenshaw in the ballgame. Now we'll see a couple of subs here for Visalia. Upcoming pitch on the way to Crenshaw. It's a swing and a miss, 0-1. 0-1 with two down. Here's the pitch from Brito. It's upstairs for ball one, 1-1. And remember just seeing Kershaw and just the fact that no fans in the ballpark at the time, middle of the day, and just seeing the mechanics, hearing the grunt when Kershaw got the pitch, seeing the windup that close in person. Such a unique experience. Only pitched 30 pitches on that June 9th day. Now Wyatt Crenshaw, there's a foul tip. We'll get ready to step back in the batter's box. One ball, two strikes, two away. 10-0 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch from Brito, and that one's fouled directly backwards, and the count is now 2-2. Dodgers have to be pleased with the appearance from Joe Kelly here tonight. He did have the walk and the strikeout, or walk and the base hit, but he did have a strikeout in the inning-ending double play. And now Crenshaw's pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. And it'll be a three-up, three-down frame for Moises Brito. And we head into the top of the seventh inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó,
¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move to the top of the seventh inning. Ground ball to the left side. Yonzel Loaiza will make a play on it. Throw down to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. And Visalia with the defensive sub. Demetrio Crisantis is out of the ballgame. And Wyatt Crenshaw will stay in the ballgame over at second base. They got Carlos Rojas now who will step up to the plate. Rojas so far in this ballgame, 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and two runs have been scored. Rojas entered the day batting 286. 1-1 pitch on the way is upstairs for ball 2-2-1. Rancho looking to make this series 3-2 as we get ready for game 6 of the series tomorrow night at 6:30. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Visalia will be back home again after the Sunday game on July 19th through the 21st. A swing and a miss for Carlos Rojas. They'll be back home for Oaks Weekend, sponsored by Coors Light. Two Fridays from now, it will be our Oaks Weekend Jersey Giveaway, sponsored by Coors Light. And Carlos Rojas will send that one into left field for a base knock. And it will bring up Alexander Albuertas to the plate. Third hit of the night for Carlos Rojas. And Albuertas will get ready to step up to the plate with the Quakes 13 hits in this ballgame. A swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. With two away. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-1. Defensive sub for Visalia, Jefferson Pena will check into the ballgame in center field for Drew Jones. And now that pitch is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. So you got Pena now in the ballgame in center, and Wyatt Crenshaw in the ballgame at second for Demetrio Crisantis. 2-1 with two away. The pitch on the way to Albuertas, swung on and missed, and the count is now 2-2 for Teofilo Mendez. Mendez working in his second complete inning of work. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, and that'll be the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up Sean McClain to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And Visalia pitching now up to 4 strikeouts in this ballgame with a trio from Mendez. 10-0. McClain gets a piece of it. Fouls it off to the right side for Porta Subs foul ball. Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. So Sean McClain entered the day 0-for-12 in the series. And now since then, he's gotten 3 hits in the ballgame, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs. Mendez's pitch misses outside for ball 1, 1-1 with 2 away. Visalia just 1 hit in this ballgame. It was Angel Ortiz's single against Joe Kelly in the 5th. And now this ball sent into right center field. Jefferson Pena will make a run on it in center. And going from first to third will be Carlos Rojas. And there will be runners on the corners for Rancho on their 14th hit of the game. 4-hit day for Sean McClain. And it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at Gus Body Shop Visalia MLB.com. Wilman Diaz with two down. We'll get ready for the first pitch from Teo Mendez. Here's the deal, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Another one of those ball games where Visalia just kind of turns the page to tomorrow, kind of the same feeling when Visalia lost the series finale against Modesto. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for a strike, 1-1. That ball game against Modesto in June, June 16th, was the largest margin of defeat this season when Modesto defeated Visalia 15-3 and ended up clinching the first half of the California League North title. A Modesto team who was the best team in the first half by a large margin. They led in so many different categories. And now this pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. They were led by the dangerous Lázaro Montes in right field, who led the league in RBIs, hits, runs, top three in walks. The list could go on, and now starting to shred things up at the high A level. Ground ball over to third. Yancel Luis will pick it off the ground, toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. Time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the seventh inning. Kenny Castillo will lead things off for the Hyde. Castillo, Jones, and Ortiz. First pitch swinging fouled back. And the count is now 0-1. Rancho out-hitting Visalia 14 hits to 1. Visalia has committed three errors in this ball game, including an error on the first pitch of the first at-bat of the ball game to Kendall George. And now Kenny's swinging and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. 77-mile-per-hour pitch that Kenny's unable to catch up to. Visalia has gotten five base runners on in this entire ball game. Two walks from Demetrio Crisantes, an Adrian DeLeon walk, the Angel Ortiz single, and the Yancel Luis walk. 0-2 with no outs. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left side with Jefferson Pena awaiting on deck. First time this season we've seen Jefferson Pena out in center field. Primarily been Drew Jones and Anderson Rojas at the 8 spot. 0-2 pitch, grounded to the left side, just foul. And that ball had a double written all over it. Bounces 3 feet right. That ball's landed at 320 sign out and left, and leading to a double at the minimum for Kenny. 0-2, no outs. The hold at the belt, here's the deal. Ground ball to the left side. A nice snag by the shortstop, Albertus. He gets up and to throw to first base in time, one away here in the inning. And ball looked like it could have taken a bad hop there. Albertus takes it right at the head level when he was down at a knee. And it'll be the second time today Kenny will ground out to the left side of the infield. And it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. But talk about Visalia defense. Jefferson Pena has primarily been a corner infield for Visalia, playing left and right. We haven't seen him in center field so far this season. Talk about Drew Jones played center, Anderson Rojas as well. Those are the two more speedier guys on the team. And now 0-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to Pena. Hit right back up the middle. It's going to bounce off the pitcher, throw to first base in time, and a great recovery by Moises Brito. Takes a line drive on the back above the belt and still able to look back, pick up the ball, gather himself, throw to first base. And now we're going to have a trio come out to the mound here with the pitching coach and athletic trainer making his way out to the mound. Pitching coach Ramon Troncoso along with Akinora Maeda, the athletic trainer for Rancho Cucamonga. And you see Brito nodding his head. Doesn't seem to be fazed at all. In fact, all smiles with a 6'5 left-hander. Tallest guy in that circle. And everybody's going to make their way off the mound. We'll likely get one warm-up swing here, but third baseman Wilman Diaz is all smiles on himself and unfazed by it. So a two down, able to bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz, the lone hit in this ball game off of the major leaguer Joe Kelly. The two-out pitch on the way from Moises Brito. And that pitch is low for ball one, 1-0. Rancho will finish up the series this upcoming Saturday night before going on the road up north to Stockton for a six-game series at Banner Island Ballpark. The Quakes will return home to Lone Mart Field Friday, July 19th. Against the Lake Hellstorm Storm on Joe Kelly bobblehead night. That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Rancho and Visalia playing very similar months of July with just 8 home games. That pitch inside to Ortiz, able to dodge out of the way of that pitch, 3-2. A 3-game series after the All-Star break, and then they'll open up August with 2 home games. Ground ball to the right side and foul. The count will now move to 3-2. Only difference was Rancho had the opening 3 games to start the series, and Visalia had the 4th, 5th, and 6th at home. Only difference in those 8 home games here in the month of July. Angel Ortiz will get ready to step back into the batter's box once again. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Brito will stare down Ortiz, looking to get on base for the second time tonight. Payoff pitch on the way, upstairs. Does Ortiz go around? He does not. Ball 4, and I bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. So Adrian DeLeon will get ready to dig in for Visalia. 0-1 here in this ballgame with a swinging strikeout back in the second inning. Visalia being out hit by 13 hits in this ballgame. And DeLeon will take that pitch outside for ball 1, 1-0. Adrian DeLeon struck out swinging back in the second. He also drew a walk. And DeLeon will take that one at the top of the strike zone. 1-1. See DeLeon look back at home plate umpire Tyler Vanwater looking for the clarification on where that pitch struck. And now DeLeon will pop this one into left field. Cameron Decker will be nearby. He'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 7 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Attention fans, now pitching for the Visalia Rawhide, number 17, Edgar Isaiah. And at first base, number 32, Jackson Delvin. That call of the bullpen was brought to you by Rescon Pest Control. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye Tons. Come to the plate, center fielder number 5, Juan Alonso.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the eighth inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Hyde is the right-hander Edgar Isaiah. First pitch on the way to Juan Alonso, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitching change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sail to Rescon, and bye-bye bugs. Isaiah's pitch is in there for strike number 2. Isaiah originally appeared with the D-backs organization back in 2019. He was signed in September of 2018, and that pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-2. Isaiah back in that 2019 season out in the DSL, 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA. And finally arrived stateside in 2021, where he appeared in just two games. Now he says his pitch is high and inside for ball 1-2. And say last year in 2023, it was the most games that he would appear in a season. 18 games pitched in 2023. And now time called here by Juan Alonso as a step out of the batter's box. Juan Alonso, Kendall George, Jose Mesa, 9-1-2. Do up here in the top half of the eighth inning. 1-2 with no outs. Isaiah with the stare down. He'll get ready for the pitch to Juan Alonso. And that one's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. 1 down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And we look at the numbers for Edgar Isaiah here in 2024, 3-4 with a 6.26 ERA, 31 strikeouts and 23 walks for the right-hander from El Tigre, Venezuela. So Kendall George will get ready for the pitch. He'll take that one on the outside for ball 1-1-0. He's gone on base twice in this ball game on two kind of mishaps on Rawhide infielding. An E6 from Christopher Terrain on the first at-bat of the ball game, and then back in the fourth inning, a single on a ball that was dropped by Ruben Santana. And now a swing and a miss makes count 1-1. Speaking of first base, new first baseman in the ball game for the Rawhide, number 32, Jackson Felder, will check into the game for the Hyde. 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to George. A swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-2 with one away. Kendall George, a top 35 draft pick by the LA Dodgers in last summer's MLB draft, and was arguably one of the fastest players in last year's draft. That pitch is outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. There's a look at Jackson Feltner over there on first base. Rawhide home run leader. 2-2 with one away. Edgar Sayo get ready for the deal to Kendall George. Swing and a foul tip. And there's now two down here in the inning. Back-to-back punch out for Edgar Sayo. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And bring up Jose Mesa to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-4. So Jose Mesa at the plate. First pitch swinging will foul that one backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Mesa 1-for-4 in this ball game with a single back in the fourth inning. That was a play that Mesa tried to stretch it into two, and he would be gunned out over at second base. 0-1 with two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Edgar Isaiah. Here's the deal. Fastball fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. And say it topping off at 95 on that pitch. And say one of those pitchers that is able to get up into the high 90s for this Rawhide team. Hit into the triple digits. Back in the opening weekend of the season on April 6th against Inland Empire. 0-2 pitch on the way. He's upstairs for a ball. Count now 1-2. And Sailor remaining at one hit in this ball game. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have 14. One ball, two strikes, two away. And Isaiah will have to hold up a little bit longer as the batter Mesa will step out of the batter's box. One ball, two strikes, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Isaiah. And swung on and missed. And Edgar Isaiah will strike out the side and will head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, My TV 53.
Lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que
grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at
559-234-4133. We're back to Rawhide Baseball. Ruben Santana will lead things off. First pitch on the way is low for ball one, 1-0.
Dulce's down there too, selling tennis balls. Hi, Dulce.
And pitcher in the ballgame here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes will be number 37, Reynaldo Yeen. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Count now 2-0 after back-to-back pitches in the dirt to Ruben Santana. And the 2-0 pitch on the way from Yeen. And that one's in there for a strike 2-1. 6'4", 190, the 20-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. Second time he's appeared in this series, third year in the Dodgers organization. The 2-1 pitch on the way is inside on Santana. 99-mile-per-hour heater. And Santana happy to get out of the way of that pitch. 3-1 with no outs. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck along with Yancel Luis in the hole. The 3-1 deal on the way, and that one's in there for a strike 3-2. So a 99-mile-per-hour pitch and a 97-mile-per-hour heater within the last two pitches. And we'll see what Yean decides to do to Ruben Santana on this upcoming pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Yean holds up the belt. A payoff pitch on the way. Inside, does Santana go around? He does not. Ball 4 brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Going to pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas. Here's the deal, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. So the defensive sub brought Jackson Feltner in the ball game at first. However, Ruben Santana stays in the ball game, batting out of the 8th spot. That'll be Jackson Feltner batting first for Yancel Luis. Rojas will swing on a ball in the dirt, and the count now 0-2. Rojas so far in this ballgame 0-2 with a strikeout and a 4-6-3 DP. No balls, 2 strikes with no outs. Anderson Rojas will get ready for the pitch. And here's the deal from Yean, and it is outside for ball one, 1-2. Talked about second time in the series that we've seen him. We saw him earlier this week out at Lonemark Field. That was on Monday night. And a ball game where he went an inning of work, struck out a batter, and walked one. Did not allow any earned runs. 1 ball, 2 strikes with no outs. Here's the pitch to Rojas. This one's lifted into left. Cameron Decker should be nearby. Backing up is the third baseman, Wilman Diaz. It'll finally be Cameron Decker calling off his infielders at the last moment. And there's one down here in the frame. Jackson Feltner will step up to the plate for the first time tonight. The Rawhide home run leader with 5 homers on the season. Staley looking for their second hit of the ballgame. Here's the pitch to Jackson, and that one's in there for a strike now, 0-1. Ronaldo Yean now 11 pitches here in this bottom half of the 8th inning. Feltner will stare down Yean, 0-1 with one down. And the pitch on the way, and that one's right down the middle for strike number 2. Yean in the month of May, a 5.68 ERA. He only appeared in one game in the month of June. That was on June 27th against Lake Elsinore. Placed on the 7-day IL on May 20th. Before being reactivated on June 26th, so a little over a month after he was placed on the injured list, he returned to action. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Reynaldo's pitch all the way to Jackson Feltner is outside for a ball, 1-2. And the P appeal over to the first base umpire, Caden Gustafson. Says he does not go around, so Yino will have to get ready for another pitch. His lowest ERA was back in 2022, where he had a 2.96 ERA through 20 games. 1-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. Jackson Feltner, a swing and a miss. And there's now two down in the inning, bringing up Christopher Torin to the plate. So two down, Christopher Torin will step up to the plate for the fourth time tonight. He's currently 0-3 on the evening. Reynaldo's pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Last year in 2023, he pitched with both the Complex League Dodgers and with Rancho. He appeared in 18 games last season, where opponents were batting 220 off of him. 18 games, 28 strikeouts, and now this one's popped up on the infield. We'll see who calls it off here. The first baseman, Sean McClain, will come in. He'll be underneath it to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia held hitless once again here in inning number 8. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the top of the ninth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're watching Raleigh Baseball, MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo...
Welcome back to Ride Baseball. Moving to the top of the ninth inning, Edgar Isaiah remains on the mound for the Hyde. First pitch swinging fouled off to the left side. And the count is out 0-1 with Gerald Perez leading things off. It'll be Gerald Perez, Cameron Decker, Carlos Rojas. Gerald Perez 1-for-4 in the ballgame with a double back in the fifth inning. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Isaiah to Perez. And that one is outside for ball 2-2-1 on a 93-mile-per-hour heater. Last hit in this ballgame occurred back in the seventh inning. It was when Rancho tacked on two hits. Carlos Rojas had a base hit. Sean McClain as well. 3-1 with no outs. Perez will stare down Edgar Isaiah and get ready for the deal. A 3-1 pitch on the way, and he gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. Tomorrow night will be our grill set giveaway. As we get ready to wrap up our America's birthday celebration, Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is inside. Strike three called, and Gerald Perez lets out a vocal no as he disagrees with that pitch, and he'll be struck out for the first out of the inning, making it four straight strikeouts since Edgar Isay has checked into the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And now Cameron Decker at the plate, 1-for-4 in the ballgame. We'll get ready for the pitch from Isaiah. The deal, ground ball to the left side. And the grab by Ruben Santana, tossed to first base in time, and is now two down here in the inning. Third ground out of the ballgame for Cameron Decker. And it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. You see Ruben Santana over there at third. That was a switch when Jackson Feltner checking the ballgame. Yonsel Luis was removed from the game. So Santana over on the hot corner. We've seen him a majority of the season. He's played the corners throughout 2024, first and third. A two-out pitch on the way from Edgar Isay to Carlos Rojas. A swung on a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Carlos Rojas, two singles and a double. He's also scored two runs in this ballgame. A run in the second, a run in the fifth. 0-1 with two way here to Rojas. Edgar Isay looking for punch out number five. And the breaking ball is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Rancho, 14 hits to Visalia's one. And now this ball sent into right field, slicing quickly. And it's going to land out in the pasture in right field, 1-2. Tomorrow night, it'll be Adonis Perez on the mound for Visalia to wrap up this six-game series. And the final game of 12 straight games. Visalia played nine straight on the road before they returned home to Valley Strong Ballpark to finish off the last three games of the series. Wyatt Crenshaw with the field toss to first base. Inning over, and we head into the bottom of the ninth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Toyota. Let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauia Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauia Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauia Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauia Health.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Wyatt Crenshaw will lead things off along with Kenny Castillo and Jefferson Pena. 3, 4, and 5. Due up for the Rawhide. And Rancho 3 outs away from snapping the 3-game losing skid. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Crenshaw. That one's lifted into left center field. Racing backwards is Cameron Decker at the warning track, and he'll tap the wall for out number one.
Raffles still to announce here. First one here is for the ball.
Now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. Wyatt Crenshaw with the drive. He's had several good-looking hits so far this series, but yet to leave the yard. And there's a look at the new pitcher in the ballgame, Noah Ruin, on the mound here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The 6'4 righty, the 21-year-old from Houston, Texas. Drafted in the 12th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Attended Tyler Junior College for collegiate playing days. Now Kenny kind of flexing out his right wrist, wondering if something happened on his foul tip. He continues to kind of stretch out that right hand as he steps into the batter's box. 0-1 with one away. Last time Ruin pitched was on a Tuesday night in a ball game where he went an inning of work and gave up 3 earned runs. 0-1 pitch on the way from the side armor. And that one is outside for ball 1-1-1. His numbers in June, a 2.63 ERA, 13 2/3 innings of work, striking out 12 batters and walking only 4. 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch to Kenny Castillo. And that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Kenny Castillo 0-3 in the ballgame with 2 groundouts. He also had the double play flyout back in the 4th inning. 2-1 with 1 down. And now a foul tip from Kenny Castillo will make the count 2-2. Kenny Castillo entered the day 6-14. It was the 3rd most hits by a Rawhide player entering the night. Yancel Luis has had 8. Demetrio Crisantes has had 8 as well. And now Kenny will use batter's timeout and step out of the box. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Jefferson Pena awaits on deck. 2-2 delivery on the way. Outside ball 3, 3-2. Rancho is out hit Visalia 14-1 in this ball game. Angel Ortiz led off the 5th with the lone hit in this game. 3-2 with one away. Here's the pitch to Castillo. Gets a piece of it, grounds it over to second base. It'll be fielded by Perez. Tossed to first base in time. And there's now 2 down here in the inning. 4th time today, Kenny Castillo has been sat down. And Jefferson Pena will make his 2nd at bat of the ball game. After pinch hitting for Drew Jones in the 7th inning. Two down for Jefferson Pena on El Ortiz. Awaits on deck. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Game of errors for Visalia. Their most errors in the series. And prior to last night, Visalia hadn't made an error since Sunday night against Inland Empire. 0-1 pitch on the way is upstairs for ball 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 away. Noah Ruin will get ready for the pitch. Holds at the belt. The 1-1 deal on the way. Outside ball 2-2-1. Visalia an error yesterday, so 4 errors in the last 2 games for the Rawhide. More errors than the past 3 games prior to last night's game. 2-1 pitch on the way to Pena, and that one is upstairs for ball 3-1. Jefferson Pena last time out, a line drive back to the mound where he would be retired on a toss over to first. 3-1 pitch on the way, Pena into right, slicing foul, and it will go up into the concourse and bounce over to the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. 6:30 first pitch tomorrow night. Watch it live on the MILB app and the Battle Live app as well. 3-2-2. Noah Ruin will get ready for the payout pitch. Here's the deal. Jefferson Pena, a swing and a foul tip, and the ball game will come to a conclusion. A tough night for the Visalia offense. Just one hit in this ball game. But if you're on Hel Ortiz, you'll take it, a base hit off of the Major League rehabber Joe Kelly. Outside of that, Visalia unable to tack on a run. Rancho, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, no runs, one hit, and three errors. And the fifth time now that Visalia has been shut out here in 2024. Tomorrow's ball game, a 6:30 first pitch. So you can watch it live on the MILB app and live on the Battle Live app as well. It'll be the series finale before Visalia will get two games off and return back on the road starting on Tuesday as they'll travel up north to Excite Ballpark out in San Jose. One final time today here on MyTV 53, Rancho 10, Visalia 0. We'll get ready to wrap things up online at visaliarawhide.com. Media relations intern Justin Brown will join us to wrap up this ball game. Until we talk next time, final score, Rancho 10, Visalia 0. Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Postgame here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you to wrap things up. And Justin, not really sure where to start off tonight, especially with last night was one of the most exciting games of the year. Demetrio Crisantas walked it off. And today the air was out of the bag. There was a flat tire on the side of the road today. Final score 10-0.
Yeah, to players, you know, you get a big win like yesterday and you follow it up with a tough loss like this at home. You know, it really hurts. But the best teams are the ones that can take losses like this. Look at that box score. You glance at it. You see what you did wrong, and you shred that thing up. Put it right through the paper shredder, and you move on to the next one, Joey. This is just really I would say this is an extrapolation game for the Rawhide. If you wonder, listeners wondering, what is an extrapolation? It's just an unlikely stat, a stat that just unlikely happens. It doesn't happen that often. Have we seen the Rawhide in this past month be put in this situation? It's not often that they get out hit like this. We talked about how good they were hitting on the road, Joey. 74-43 on the road against other opponents with their hitting. 74 hits compared to the other 43 from the other opponents. So, you know, this team was doing great things hitting wise today. It was just a bad day for their at bats. But Joey, one thing that I can say, and one Rawhide player is leaving happy, and it's on Hel Ortiz, because he is 2-for-2 now against Joe Kelly at the plate. Now that is something impressive. You're the only player on the in the entire game to get a hit, and not only that, it was against an MLB pitcher.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to bring that up. I knew you were going to you're ready to bring up the fact that on Hel Ortiz is 2-for-2 against Joe Kelly. And that was a fun point. We got to talk about Joe Kelly coming out of the pen tonight. Once again, another good outing. Did not allow a run. And as soon as he came out of the pen, the Rawhide fans and Dodger fans were excited to see
it. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of excitement from the Visalia fans as well, because we saw Ortiz get the Rawhide get their first hit of the night right there on the first pitch to Ortiz, right from Kelly. And then the next one to go up to bat, we see DeLeon get walked, right? And so the Rawhide fans getting a lot of excitement. This is the offense is starting to get going. It's Joe Kelly. But then Joe Kelly shows you why he's been in the MLB for years now. he closes out the inning, no issue, leaves the runners on base, and gets out perfectly fine, allowing no runs. And that just shows the skill of Joe Kelly. And also, just what a skillful game for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You have to give them credit where it's due. You know, this team struggled at home. You know, they Rawhide take two straight at home. Come here, they take a tough loss, and what a bounce back by the Quakes to completely turn that thing around. I saw them today in batting practice. You know, I saw them on the field. They looked hot. They looked like they got their bats hot, and it was apparent today, Joey. A complete just beating here for the Quakes right now when it comes to the bats. 14 hits compared to one. One hit away from tying the most hits given up by an opponent. I mean, given up to an opponent by the Rawhide in a game. The last time that happened, 15 hits in a game was May 29th against the Inland Empire here at Valley Strong Ballpark. So just one hit away from tying that, Joey. That's why this is an extrapolation, something that hasn't happened in a long time for the Rawhide. Burn up that box score and look to the next one.
It's a very big reminder of when Visalia played Modesto a couple weeks ago in that double homestand, the final score of that game, 15-3. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game, game six of the six-game series, and the final game of 12 straight. Final score tonight, Rancho 10, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you to wrap up this Friday night. We get ready to turn the page to Saturday, really all you can do. But, Justin, tomorrow's starting pitcher, we'll start off first with Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, Rancho's going to be going to Roque Gutierrez, the right-hander. He's 177 pounds, 5'9", and on the year so far, one win, one loss, 6.26 ERA in 46 innings of work. He's given up 48 strikeouts and as well 57 hits and 32 earned runs.
Meanwhile, for Visalia will be the typical Sunday starter. He'll get the start on a Saturday night, Adonis Perez. Last time we saw him was on Sunday night against the Inland Empire 66ers, a ballgame where he went five innings of work, gives up nine hits, four earned runs, and four strikeouts. His numbers in the month of June, he was 1-2 with an 8.22 ERA. So Adonis Perez versus Roque Gutierrez. And Justin, you talked about shredding up the box score, but what is the key to getting back on track tomorrow?
You know, really, it's just continued what Demetrio Crisantes said, really, when I asked him yesterday when he got the walk-off win. He said, you just stick to the plan. And I've asked players like this before. I've asked Ruben Santana, like, what's the way? How do you respond from a loss to a win? And he tells you, you have to stay focused on the next game, and you just got to get caught. Don't get caught on your losses. Don't get caught on your mistakes. One way you want to get a win tomorrow, you let go of every memory you had of today. Because, Joe, like, you just let go of it all. Those 10 hits and everything that you knew about yesterday, you let go of it. Now, obviously, D. Gardner's not letting go of it. You know, he's letting them know right now, yeah. You know, you have to improve that. There's some careless errors in this game. Three errors by the Rawhide,
4 in the last two games, and it's not usually been that way. For the Rawhide, you've seen maybe 1 or 0 errors most games, but today, 3 errors, and that's why I say, Joey, extrapolation game, a game that's just not like any other for the Rawhide here. One of those games you're just going to have to tear up, throw away, and tomorrow what you're going to have to do, put more focus on getting that, preventing runs from happening early on. How many times, Joey, have we seen the Rawhide claw back from games? Every single game since Wednesday, the Rawhide have not had the lead within the first 3 innings. They've always had the deficit. So right now, the Rawhide really have to do a better job keeping the runs off the board, keeping the Quakes cold at the at-bats, and that's how they're going to win these games.
Pay attention to details and keep the Quakes off the board early in the ballgame. Well, final score tonight, Rancho 10, Visalia 0. The Quakes 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, no runs, 1 hit, 3 errors. Winning pitcher for today's ballgame, Moises Brito, in his 2024 Rancho Quakes debut. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher is Wilkin Prates. He falls to 3-3 with a 7.49 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 19 minutes to play tonight's ballgame in front of a crowd of 1,883 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow's first pitch is 6:35. Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 6:05. So until we talk tomorrow at that time, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.